Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, we continue with the hoops, and we're joined by my buddy Vin Parisi, who's done a really good job on, certainly nationally, if you watch the games, the College Hoops package, the Big East on FS1, and locally on SNY TV. Big Vinny, Vince, what's up there, Vincenzo? How are you today?
BT, Tiki, thanks for having me on, guys.
What's up, man?
Pleasure.
Well, you good?
And Tiki, congratulations to your Virginia Cavaliers, of course.
Thank you. I appreciate
Wait,
you.
Wow.
What did you think about this game, Vin? Because so many people wanted to knock it for being defensive focused. I thought it was as good of a final as you could have.
Yeah. People were talking about this game like, you know, it was going to be in the 50s. I thought that both teams with the talent on both ends were, you know, a little under probably valued offensively coming into this one. And, you know, you obviously have multiple first-round draft picks. You got a couple lottery picks in there. And, look at the points that were scored in this game and the performances from both sides. But I think if you're a hoops junkie, it was still great basketball on both ends. I think the entire tournament was one of the best second or third weekends we've ever seen. But really, just this entire story should just be a script for young athletes, for young coaches, for young people in this business as to 12 months ago up until now, how Tony Bennett, you know, handled that adversity and how this team stuck together and, you know, now come full circle.
Yeah.
And listen, Ben, I'm going to stop short of saying it's the best college season of all time. That's obviously a subjective statement. I wouldn't go that far anyway. But I will say this. It might be among the more unique ones that we've seen.
And
I said to Tiki last segment here, if you think about, you know, the real fuel behind the emotion of the season, most of that was on the shoulders of, and the broad shoulders of, Zion Williamson, mm-hmm. this transcendent, explosive, uber athlete playing for Duke. But yet, you know, it culminates with the ultimate team accomplishment by a coach who just has instilled old school principles. Really unique template for the season, I thought.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That's a great point, B. And, you know, I think what was unique to this season and what made this tournament so good was, you know, I can't remember another year other than probably 2012 recently with Kentucky when it was either, hey, are you taking Anthony Davis, Calipari, and the Wildcats?
yeah.
Or are you taking the rest of the field?
Where I remember that conversation.
A team like a Duke as the preseason overall favorite number one. But when this tournament was beginning, even from Selection Sunday and on, it was like, wow, there's 5 to 7 teams that could easily cut down the nets and win a national championship. And when you look at how the margin for error in those Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games, no surprise in this Final Four was off the charts as well.
Yeah, no, you can't be surprised. Virginia has literally been the best team in college basketball over the last 2 years, 66 and 6 with a 9.71, I think, win percentage, which is tops in college basketball. So the fact they won the championship shouldn't really surprise anyone. Let's move off Virginia in the championship for a little bit here, Vin. What did you think about the Mick Cronin hire out at UCLA? I get it because UCLA couldn't find a guy. I get it also from Mick's standpoint because he's jumping into a very high-profile program from where he was. But doesn't it feel like an odd mix fit, you know, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know what? They've, with spring recruiting right around the corner, guys, they've put themselves in this position. I mean, first off, they get rid of Steve Alford during the season. So they had months and months and months. Whether they wanted to admit to a search firm, they had months to cultivate, to talk underground with agents, representatives. Guerrero's had so much time for this. And now let's go through the timeline. They get turned down by Mike Hopkins, number one. Number two, they offer John Calipari less money that he's making at Kentucky. That was the all-time move.
Yeah.
Then number three, they decide that Jamie Dixon's $8 million buyout is too high. And then at the 11th hour yesterday, they decide that Rick Barnes's $5 million buyout is okay. So, you know, they got to this predicament. You know, I thought that they would zero in on like a muscleman, you know, a guy that's, you know, been in a big pro town and could handle some pressure. But listen, I still think this is one of the top 20 jobs in the country. You know, to see Mick Cronin, who I think is terrific, you know, get elite talent out there will be fun. But, you know, it's really interesting how UCLA handled this one.
Yeah, they were sloppy throughout. They might, I think they salvaged the whole situation because, like you, I think Mick's a really, really good coach. You know, not the best facilities at Cincinnati, not the best conference affiliation, even though it's good. But once they left the Big East, you know, profile wise, it took a little bit of a step back. And Mick Cronin trots out great defensive teams, 9 straight NCAA appearances. Mick could coach. And now we get to the school that you and I both do some work for, St. John's. I mean, it looks like Hurley's going to be the guy, which Bobby Hurley, just to be fair, because Danny's coaching as well. But I think that. It's funny, Vin, I don't know where you stand on this. Would you even sit down with Rick Pitino? It's a Catholic school. I went to Catholic school. So did you. I get it. We know what it means. And I don't think St. John's would make that call or take that serious. But should they?
You know, that's a great question. And I probably would have answered that a lot different 12 months ago. Because the way everything wound up panning out, I know for a fact 2 or 3 high-profile jobs to where there was conversations last spring with a Rick Pitino, and then all of a sudden, you know, they started getting nervous about the NCAA implications and stuff. But you fast forward now, Rick Pitino was the only guy ran out of town. Sean Miller's still coaching. Even Will Wade, to the present situation, still have a job.
Yep.
You know, it would be interesting. I just think that it's still too soon, you know, to make a call on that. You know, I talked with Richard Pitino, his son, a couple weeks ago doing a Big Ten game for Fox, and he said, listen, I think eventually he will, but I still think it might be too soon right now with everything swirling. And at the time, guys, the FBI started getting brought up again with LSU and everything. So, you know, when that type of stuff is in the atmosphere, it's interesting. I'm just still shocked that, you know, this is going to end this way for Chris Mullin and St. John's. I really feel after just finishing the sixth year with this new look Big East that, you know, take the dominance of Villanova, the Seton Hall resurgence, any storyline you want to go with.
Yep.
I thought that Patrick Ewing going back to Georgetown and Mullin going back to St. John's were two of the great stories in this league.
Well, I don't disagree with that premise. By the way, it's Vin Parisi, Fox Sports SNY locally here, does national work, Big East and Big Ten as well. I don't disagree when it first went down, but I do think, and I'm sure you'd agree, that there's an expiration date. I'm not saying that we actually hit it with Chris, but at some point, you know, the newness of the hire or romanticizing Ewing and more specifically Chris, who's been there 2 years longer than Pat's been at Georgetown, that's going to get old there after a while. Eventually, you have to win, and you know that. And listen, I love Chris. I love Terrence. I love his family. I know his wife, Liz. Chris is my idol growing up. I love him. Texted him last night. But there was a degree of underachievement this year. There really was. I didn't think it would result in Chris leaving. That has surprised me. But they underachieved this year. They did.
No, totally agree. I mean, at you know, preseason, I think that I never thought that they were a top 25 team or a top 2 team in the league. I think that got a little overhyped because of Shamari being the preseason player of the year. I thought that they were always a little too undersized. They never rebounded the ball. They never really had that true post presence. But I agree with you, B. They never should have had the last 3 weeks that they had. They never should have been sweating out Dayton in the playing game. What I keep thinking about is the conversation I had, though, with Pat Lyons a few years ago at Seton Hall when, you know, so many were begging him to make a move with Kevin Willard, and he was entering year 6. And, you know, he said, you know, I it's taken a while to clean this up, and I just think if we keep changing coaches every 4 or 5 years, that's not the answer. You know, I'm going to give this a little bit more time, and then Seton Hall rattles off 3 or 4 tourneys in a row. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they move forward now because, you know, Brandon, you know better than anybody now with Matt Abdelmassi, the recruiter leaving, connected to these kids. You know, this could eventually, locker room could get pretty scared.
I hear you. Vin, we got to bounce. That's the only reason I'm chiming off there. I'll talk to you down the road, brother. Great work. Great season. Thank you, Vin.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.